Welcome once again to a Little Grace to Grow podcast, and today we will continue our study in prayer, and certainly all through the Bible, God teaches us to pray. He gives us prayer promises. We have examples of praying men and women who were able to witness God do some amazing things, all because they sought the Lord. You know, it all begins with faith, and today I want to talk to you about biblical prayer requests. Most of the time, and it is natural, and I don't condemn anybody, but it is natural most of the time to have selfish prayers or to pray for things that are, we could say, more carnal, have to do more with our flesh. Most of the prayer requests on a Wednesday night, and this, it's not wrong. We ought to pray for the sick. But most of the prayer requests are for health, many special unspoken requests. But not often do we have biblical prayer requests in the sense that asking for more souls, becoming a better soul winner. What I want to do, and I won't cover it all, we're going to take just a few minutes and cover a few biblical prayer requests. This doesn't mean that God does not want to fill your heart with joy and love and hope. The reality is, as we pray according to His will, we will find God doing exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Our Heavenly Father knows what's best for us. And if you're a parent, aren't you pleased when your children begin asking for things that you already want to give them? It's easy for you to give these things to them. So let's jump into this. I will not turn to a lot of passages of Scripture. I will give you the reference, and I will give you a portion of the passage. So Matthew 9:38 is where I'd like to begin as we consider biblical prayer requests. These are things that our Heavenly Father wants us to pray about. Number one, He says, "Pray ye the Lord of the harvest, that He would send forth laborers into His harvest field." Now that's fascinating. That is the one prayer request our Lord asks us to pray about. How often have you shared with somebody a burden, a prayer request, and that brother or sister said, you know, I'll pray for that, and you take it to heart? The Lord Jesus didn't ask us to pray for His health. He didn't ask for us to pray for His finances. He didn't ask for us to pray for a new home. He didn't ask, and I'm not saying these things are wrong. I'm just saying that the one thing the Lord Jesus asked us to pray about was more labors. I believe that ought to do a couple things. First of all, it ought to cause us to evaluate our own heart. Am I a laborer in the Lord's field? Am I a witness? Am I a testifier of the truth of the gospel? Am I deliberately trying to bring people to Jesus Christ? Do I hand out gospel tracts? What about me? It's hard, you know, it's hard to pray about something like that if you're not a laborer yourself. I mean, God wants us, He wants more laborers. And how hypocritical it would be for us to pray that God would send forth people to be a witness when we're not even being a witness ourselves. So obviously, there's more to it than what we see immediately on the surface. But that is a prayer request. You are in tune with the Lord Jesus Christ when you're praying for more laborers. The next thing I'll say is this. James chapter 1, verse 5 tells us, "If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not." God wants to give you and I wisdom. Not wisdom of the world, but wisdom from above. Proverbs 8:17 tells us, "They that seek Him early will find Him." And that is referring to wisdom incarnate. To know Jesus is to know wisdom. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Solomon prayed, and what made Solomon great before his fiasco later on in his reign, what brought him to great prominence wasn't just the fact that he was selected by God, wasn't just the fact that David gave him his approval, but what made Solomon great was when he sought the Lord as a young king, he did not seek for fame or fortune. He sought for wisdom, to rule well, to be just, to be honest. And in so doing, God not only granted his request, but he gave him all the others as well. God wants to give you wisdom. He wants to give me wisdom, and he's given us a book of wisdom called the Bible. And we ought to go to it in prayer, and we ought to diligently seek God's wisdom, wisdom from above, to handle problems here below. It's available, and that's a biblical prayer request. The third thing I would say is this, the Holy Spirit. In Luke chapter 11, verse 13, the Lord says this. He says, "If ye then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him?" Now that is not in reference to the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. The indwelling of the Holy Spirit takes place the moment you receive Christ as your personal Savior. There are plenty of scriptures that validate that. Galatians chapter 4, verse 6 says, "And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your heart, crying, Abba, Father." John 1:12 says, "To as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God." John would say in chapter 2, verse 27, "But the anointing which we have received of him abideth in us." Now, that anointing, that's the Holy Spirit. The moment we called on Christ, the Spirit of God came within us to dwell. What he's mentioning here in Luke 11, verse 13, is this power, this strength. Jesus would tell the disciples after the upper room meeting, in the upper room, the Lord Jesus breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Ghost." Later on, they kind of backslid. But he would reappear to them, and before he would ascend to heaven, he would tell them, "Tarry in Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high." He said, "In so doing, you will be witnesses here in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth." God wants us to pray for the power of the Holy Spirit. Paul even prayed for the Christians at Ephesus, that they would be strengthened with might by the Holy Spirit, that they would know the love of God that passes all understanding. We ought to pray for the strength and the wisdom and the power of the Holy Ghost to indwell us. In Jude, verse 20, Jude said, "Praying in the Holy Ghost." Well, it begins by saying, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. What does that mean, praying in the Holy Ghost? I know some denominations have got a little crazy with that, and they'll roll around in the aisles, they'll make weird noises and all of that, and they'll testify that they're praying in the Holy Ghost. I don't believe that's true. The Holy Ghost is not going to make you look like a lunatic. If anything, the Holy Spirit is going to make you look more sane, more noble, more virtuous. And in praying in the Holy Ghost, it simply means we are being led by the Holy Spirit as we pray. Often, if we pray for the Holy Spirit to strengthen us, guide us, and direct us, the Holy Spirit will impress upon us people and situations to pray for. Abraham was a man that was sensitive to God, and he knew to pray for Lot. Even though he didn't know all the situation there, God did, and because of his relationship, it was close. So these are just four things. There are a number of other things we want to talk about, but this will get us started. Biblical prayer request. I hope you have a great week, and as you pray, I mean pray about everything, but pray according to the will of God. 1 John 5:14 says, "And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us." Well, man, we know these things are according to his will. You have a great day. And Taylor Hickman, if you are listening, I'm going to close in prayer. Lord, may you bless this lesson and minister to the people who are listening to it. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.